Dear brothers and sisters, today as we gather here to celebrate, we actually have a lot to celebrate today. Triple significance. You may forgot that but we are still in the octave Christmas, and today we celebrate the solemnity of Mother of God, and today is the beginning of the new year. So triple occasions. So I have a triple homilies for you. So don't run away. Today is your New Year day. Each of these celebrations invites us to reflect on God's blessings, the gift of salvation through Christ, and our journey as His children. The first reading from the book of Numbers speak of the Aaronic blessing, a prayer invoking God's protection, grace, and peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let His face shine upon you. These words remind us that God is not distant. He desires to dwell among His people and shower them with peace. This blessing is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, whose birth we continue to celebrate through Him. God's face shines upon us, and His grace is poured out abundantly. As we step into a new year, this blessing is especially fitting. It assures us that no matter the uncertainties ahead, God's loving presence will guide and sustain us. Like the Israelites, we are called to trust in His providence and reflect His peace to those around us. In the second reading, St. Paul proclaims the profound mystery of the Incarnation. When the fullness of time has come, God sent His Son, born of a woman. This woman is Mary, whom we honor today as Mother of God. Theotokos. This title affirms not only Mary's role in God's plan, but also the identity of Jesus as fully God and fully man. Through Mary, God entered the world to ransom us from sin and make us His children. We're no longer slaves, but heirs of God's promises. Mary's yes to God's will made this possible. Her motherhood extends beyond Jesus. She is our mother, guiding us closer to her Son. As we begin a new year, let us imitate Mary's faith and openness to God's will. Like her, we may trust in God's plan even when it is not fully clear, and carry Christ into the world with love and humility. And the gospel brings us back to the nativity scene. The shepherds, humble and marginalized, were the first to hear the good news of the Savior's birth. They went in haste, found the Holy Family, and share what they had seen and heard. Their response was one of joy and praise, glorifying God for His marvelous work. Amid the shepherds' excitement, Mary's response stands out. Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart, while others were amazed outwardly. Mary pondered inwardly. She teaches us the importance of reflecting on God's actions in our lives. As we celebrate the dawn of a new year, we're invited to be like the shepherds and Mary. Like the shepherds, let us proclaim the good news of Christ with joy and gratitude. Like Mary, let us take time to reflect on God's blessings, seeking to understand His will more deeply. The gospel concludes with the naming of Jesus, the name given by the angel before his conception. The name Jesus means God saves, encapsulating his mission. On this day, we are reminded of the power of his name, a name that brings salvation, hope, and peace. As we enter 2025, let us carry the name of Jesus in our hearts and on our lips. May his name guide our decisions, strengthen our faith, and inspire us to love as he loves. On this solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, and on the first day of the new year, we are called to entrust ourselves to God's love, God's care, just as Mary did. Let us begin this new year with confidence in God's blessings, gratitude for the gift of his Son, and a commitment to living as his children. May Mary, Mother of God, intercede for us and guide us closer to Christ. The Lord bless all of us and keep all of us. The Lord let his face shine upon us and be gracious to all of us.